It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You blow my mind. Couple of boomer stories to pass on to you.
Okay, boomer.
You know what it is if you use it. If you're a kid, you know what it is when you receive it from your mom and dad. The ellipses.
Oh, my God.
The ellipses.
Of the ellipses.
I use ellipses when I am typing all the time.
I did not
realize when I text someone and ellipsify something.
That I assume that you're frustrated with me.
Why do it invokes anxious feelings against younger people?
I don't know where it came from, and I don't know why I feel the way I feel about it.
However,
I do know that the use of the ellipses is a, I'm mad at you, what the heck are you thinking?
Yep. When did that start?
And if it's four or five or six dots, you better just go ahead.
Sam, ... for people my age just means a pause in thinking. It doesn't have any emotion attached to it whatsoever.
Why not use a comma?
I don't like
or
commas.
A semicolon.
Even worse. Does anyone really ever know how to use a semicolon? I'm sorry, unless you're an English teacher, the answer is no. From the New York Post, this generational texting habit might be worse than using all caps. When typing a large paragraph, older adults might use what has been dubbed boomer ellipses.
Do you feel offended by the use of the term older adults?
Multiple dots in a row, also called suspension points, to separate ideas unintentionally, making messages more ominous or anxiety-inducing.
Now,
and generating the hell out of Gen Z.
I will say the context matters. So if you're saying like, yeah, I took out the trash, ... did the dishes, ... and something else, which again, why wouldn't you just use a comma? But in that context, that doesn't clearly state I'm aggravated with you. Now, if you say, okay, ... and that's the whole text message.
What does that mean?
You're very upset for whatever reason.
Okay.
It's also the misuse of emojis that boomers do.
I just use the same one over and over again. But quoting here from one Redditor, what exactly is going on with boomers and ellipses saying their mom's texting, quote, drives them up a wall? It comes off as passive aggressive at worst, insane at best. The user gave an example explaining that their boomer neighbor writes things like, thanks, ... They write, what the blank else needs to be said or imply? Why not just thanks, ! Or thanks, smiley face? I don't understand this at all.
It also paints a picture of why texting should not be the main mode of communication in the first place.
That's why I audio message people.
Because you can't show emotion in a text message.
I will say this.
You can pause for multiple seconds.
Have you ever gotten in a fight with a significant other? Or not a fight, but kind of like one of you is annoyed because of the misunderstood intonation of a text?
Hundreds of times. Yeah.
Like when you read it and then you reread it and you're like, wait a minute, are they mad?
You can read the same text six different ways with different emotion in your mind, and they meant one of those six.
Do you remember that example we had, Sam? We had this example, like, I don't know, 6 months ago, I found it online, and you are exactly right. It was a very simple sentence,
yeah.
Like subject, verb, direct object, and they read it six different ways depending on how the receiver of the text understood it. And it was crazy. I don't even know. It was the dumbest sentence. It was like, thanks, see you later. I mean, whatever it was.
Whatever, I don't care anymore. Whatever, I don't care anymore.
Oh, see.
Whatever.
No, whatever I don't care anymore automatically seems aggressive to me. Whatever I don't care anymore. I would not read that positive in any way. I don't like it.
For more examples.
I don't like it. And then this, we're going to beat up on the young people here for a minute because you're making fun of the boomers, which I am not, by the way.
Fine, dot, dot, dot.
Oh, fine. Ooh. No, fine to me is also passive aggressive. Fine.
Okay, or just K?
I hate okay. Okay. K. If you just write K, I think you hate me. K.
And can we get rid of the let's talk about it later?
Who says that?
Only use that if there's something wrong. If you don't want to talk about it, just don't respond to the text message. But when you say let's talk about it later, that automatically implies that you want to have a deeper conversation about it and that something is wrong.
I will tell you this, because of the nature of what we do for a living, I have had to take a step back and not reply to every text that comes into my phone.
Oh, I've...
It's a fire hose to the
face. You
know,
it's funny because I can't have unread emails, right? Because it just irks me.
Yeah.
I currently have 145 unread text messages.
How do you know when I come in and it's not important? Which it's usually not. But, like, I text you sometimes before the show.
Well, so, like
I can... about the Menendez thing.
I can see what the text says before opening it.
Yeah.
And so I read a little snapshot and if it's important or not.
Do I have my own ding-a-ling for you?
I mean, my phone's always on vibrate.
Oh, all right. The important people in my life have their own ding. Okay, let's beat up on the young people. Not using these job interview tips can reduce your chances of getting a job. You want to guess what they are? It's two, and your jaw will drop. A 20-year-old recently found out she got a job as a paralegal, and what made her stand out was her ability to, number one, maintain eye contact.
Huge.
And number two, carry on a conversation.
I am wicked good at maintaining eye contact, and I still struggle with it.
Why?
Because so much of our communication in the modern era is not intimate. And eye contact, while conversing with someone, is the most intimate you can be without being literally intimate. Without being literally intimate. You know what I mean. Without being literally intimate. In terms of intimacy of a not intimate conversation.
Yeah, it's so odd you didn't get the job. And police are at your door.
Hello.
Awkward. All right, it's time for the airing of the grievances. If you have a job interview coming up, please maintain eye contact. It's super creepy if you
don't.
And
if it weirds you out, look at the space between their eyebrows. They will never know that you're not
looking
at your
eyes. Friday
is here.
I literally have 1 hour left in me before I'm starting to just... My voice is tired. My body... I'm exhausted, Sam. I'm exhausted. Festivus Friday is coming up. We are going to air the grievances. We're clearing the lines now. 913-586-7798. Make them good. Entertain me. I'm grumpy.
It's brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com.
Back with much more straight ahead. Stick with us. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.